Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. Mark chapter 7, verse 37, "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." There is an unmistakable note of joy in the Gospel read on this Lord's Day. St. Mark's account of the healing of a man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. St. Mark carefully records the reaction of the people who saw this miracle. Mark writes, "They were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The story of this healing is very vivid. It suggests an eyewitness account. Mark, being the interpreter of Peter, the one who committed to writing the preaching and teaching of Peter. The story is vivid, and the one word that perhaps grasps our attention is the Aramaic word "epatha." Epatha. This is the one-word prayer that Jesus uses, and it means "be open." It is a word from the Aramaic language, which is the language spoken by our Lord in his day. Epatha, be open. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. In this healing, we see the glorious fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, who, looking forward to the coming of our Savior, cries out with joy, "Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel." Yes, there is an unmistakable note of joy in the Gospel for this day. And we might even say that for this deaf mute, his healing was a kind of grand opening, epatha, the open. Christ is himself the wondrous fulfillment of the prophet's words, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when you and I hear these words of St. Mark read in this divine service, we need to understand that these words speak not only of what once happened long ago in far-off Palestine. These words, in fact, point to what the Lord Jesus is doing now today among us, especially as he again comes to us through the preaching of his word and the gift of the Holy Sacrament. Yes, Jesus brought about for this deaf mute what we might call a grand opening. For the man who was deaf, could not speak, Jesus effects this grand opening, causing the spiritually deaf to hear and loosing their tongues to sing his praise. Now you and I may not be physically deaf or blind or lame, but in all of our lives, there is something that needs to be opened, something that's closed, and something we don't have the power to open all by ourselves. Perhaps we've closed ourselves off to forgiveness, perhaps refusing to accept it, or maybe refusing to give it to somebody else. Perhaps we're closed off to some person we don't like or who has offended us. Or perhaps we're closed off to the truth, to some teaching of God's word which we have difficulty in believing. Or perhaps we're closed to some commandment of the Lord. Perhaps there are people whom God has placed in our lives, but we've chosen to close ourselves off to them for who knows what reason. Yes, you and I may, like that deaf mute, need to hear the word of the Lord Jesus spoken to our need, Ephatha, be open. You might even say that this one simple word of Jesus, be opened, encompasses our whole life as Christians. Sin closed off our life from God, placed that one insuperable obstacle between our Maker and ourselves. But Jesus, who said to the deaf-mute, Ephatha, be open, looses us from sin, through forgiveness makes us God's dear children, who now hear his kindly word and sing his praises. Of all our Lord's grand openings, the greatest is his resurrection. At Jesus' resurrection, not only was Christ's tomb opened, but heaven itself was opened to the whole lost and dying world. And because Christ is risen, you and I look forward to that last and great day when he will come again in glory and cry out over the graves of all who sleep in him, Ephatha, be open, come, blessed my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Jesus dealt very personally with that poor deaf mute. He took him aside from the crowd. He put his fingers in the deaf man's ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. Jesus continues to deal very personally with you and with me in the holy sacraments. Through the water of your baptism, he claimed you for his own, and in the holy communion, he feeds you with his holy body, his precious blood, that most certain pledge of the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. It isn't always easy to hear the voice of our Savior. There is so much disquiet in the world we live in. And perhaps worse than that, there is disquiet within ourselves, which, if we're not careful, drowns out the tender voice of the Good Shepherd, calling us each by name. And so we must pray that our loving Savior would calm the disquiet we feel within and speak to us above all the disquiet of the world that surrounds us. Think of the word of the psalmist, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.